is He Lord of my life? You know, if the Prime Minister came in, oh, we'd paying respects and everything. But the Lord's already here, and He's far greater than the Prime Minister. We love our Lord. And so we want to let Him know. Why have we come here? To meet Him and to hear what He has to say for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it's in Your name that we meet, and we're so awfully, awfully happy, Lord, that is the case. There's no other name. There's no religion. There's no church. There's no pastor. It's Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty, the one and only God, the one and only Creator. And we've come to worship You. And we're thankful, Lord, that You loved us. You wrote our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the earth that You built. And said, that's my daughter. That's my son. And I love them. And I'm going to come back for them when I come and take them with me for eternity. Lord, just bless this service and the service this afternoon. And bless the people that join us on the internet. We pray, amen and amen. You love them?
Amen.
Do you love them? Yes. Amen. He comes from down there. Let's sing I'm in that number, because He's coming back for that number, all robed in white. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. Robed in white. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. What He did on the cross of Calvary, we can be washed white as snow. Boy, that is something that cannot be accessed by any person or whatever before. God did it for you and I. Let's sing, He Paid a Debt. He did that at Calvary. He paid a debt. He did not owe my own. I'm Sing one we haven't sung for quite a while. It's the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. Just think about the words as we sing, and it's the truth that we're talking about.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ.
Sing number 600, All to Jesus I Surrender. It's kind of like a question, isn't it? All to Jesus I Surrender. Do
I need your answer. Only you can answer for you, and only me can answer for me.
Why do we surrender all? Because he surrendered his life all for us. You may be seated at this moment, and I'll ask Brother Charlie to come for your song, my brother. Thanks, Paul. Just while they're getting ready there, do we have any prayer requests? We have none on the internet at this point in time. Just think about that, because when we pray, we want to see that you're included. But you know, we don't have because we don't ask, the Bible says. And a lot of people say, why doesn't the Lord do this for me and do that for me? Well, you didn't ask him, did you? Always. There's a lot that do. But then we need patience. And he says, you must have your patience for the Lord to do the work. True, God can work a miracle and have it instantly, and he does. But we don't know which way he's choosing for you. Thanks, Brother Charlie.
All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the glory of the risen? Forever he will be the Lamb upon the throne. I'll gladly bow my knees and worship you alone. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who was slain to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I'll gladly bow my knee and worship you alone. All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can with the beauty of the Lord? Forever you will be the Lamb upon this road, Lamb upon this road. I'll gladly bow my knee and worship you alone. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who was slain to reconcile. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I'll gladly bow my knee and worship you alone.
Praise God. Amen.
Sister Cheryl and Sister Mill, if you'd like to come now, you have a song. You know, it's good to know these choruses, because when you're in need and there's no one around, just you and the Lord, and you feel a bit low, and sometimes the Lord allows us to go in these valley places, and we need an uplift and encouragement, if you keep in mind the choruses that you know, and just sing them, either loud or quietly, just let it be, and the Lord can actually encourage you to carry on the path that you're walking, that He's allowed you to be on. Thank you, Mel, and thank you, Shirley.
I dream
and gone to heaven. I stood just outside the eastern gate, and a man from within said, "Have you been born again? Is your name written in the Lamb of Life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go." I told him all the deeds that I had done. I told him all the trophies I had won. But the man said to me, "Have you been set free? And is your name written in the Lamb book of life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go." And when he turned and left me standing there, I knew it was too late now for prayer. And oh, my silver friend, if you will make it in, your name must be in the Lamb book of life. Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me go.
Beautiful. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, search the book again. We need to search ourselves to see that we're in that book. You know, the only person that can give you that answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes down and says, "We will receive it. I will receive it." And we'd like to welcome our visitors that are in the service today to you. Very welcome. Very welcome. Now, I'm going to ask Brother Keith if you'd like to pray for the prayer request that we might have. Now, is anybody here that would like to mention a prayer request that they have? And we can ask Keith to pray and others over there in the internet, wherever they are. They may have considerations for the Lord that they need pain to be removed. They need decisions to be made. Apologies they may need to make. They may need finances. They may be lack of love. All sorts of things. The Lord is the one that we ask. And we have not because we ask not. So is there any unspoken prayer requests? Yes, I know Dawn. Yeah, for salvation. What's her surname?
Abraham.
Dawn Abraham. For salvation. Do we have any that you wish to be announced that we can, before Keith comes? Who? Hughes family. Okay. Hughes family. Need a touch. Any others? Right, now this is the one. Any unspoken prayer requests that you want the Lord to know about? Thank you, Keith, if you'd like to come. He may not remember them, but he loves the Lord, and the Lord knows all about it. Lord bless you, brother.
Oh, yes, Lord. You know these things, Lord. You've given us a spirit of boldness and confidence, and you delight when we come before you and lift these requests, Lord, because you are greater than all things. There is nothing, absolutely nothing too difficult for you, Lord. And yes, you delight in your children coming to you and having the confidence to ask these things of you, because you are so readily, so happy to meet those needs, Lord. You actually, as with Daniel, before these things were purposed in people's heart, you had already answered those prayers. You had already taken the steps. You had already poured out the provision, Lord. And we thank you for this day, for those declared prayers and those undeclared prayers, Lord, that you are already on it, that you are for us and not against us. And if you are for us, no one can be against us and nothing can be against us. And we thank you, Lord, that that is the truth. We thank you that you are our God and you know our needs and you are more than happy and joyous to meet them, to bless your children with good things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask all this and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Our sisters that just sung the song, they often sing it. The answer's already on the way. The Lord knows what you're going to ask. He knew it years ago. He knows exactly what you're going to ask. And he even knows what you forgot to ask. Just give thanks to our Lord at all times. Now, we've got a communion this afternoon at 1 p.m. service. You're all welcome. And should anybody be wondering, because of the COVID-19, we would just change it until a certain time. We'll have an independent little cups. So you don't have to share the glass, which we normally do. And then we've also got Tuesday prayer meeting as usual, 7 p.m. It's not just an announcement, it's a request from the Lord. He wants to hear from you. So everybody's welcome at 7 p.m. in the back hall prayer room we have there. On Tuesdays, you're very welcome. And of course, we have our fellowship lunch immediately after the service, and all are welcome and encouraged to be there. Okay, well, let us sing, "This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just a Passing Through." Is that right for you, is it? You're only passing through, you're not living here yet?
Thank you.
Feel like a stranger down here? Well, you're in a good place because we do feel like strangers, but they don't want to know our God. Let's sing number 630. It's not my father nor my mother, it's me, oh Lord. This world to point to that one and this one and that one, and but it's me. You know, the Lord is not dealing with churches, he's not dealing with speakers, he's not dealing with anybody else but you. And when this you knows that it's being called, I need to answer Almighty God. Simple as that. There's no complications, there's nothing else, just you and God, always was and always will be if we accept what he's done for you. Let's sing number 620, in your time. And then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Just know what we're singing here. In your time, in your time,
we just get a hold of that. God's got a program for you. He's got a program for me, and it's just to be in his time. Thank you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again this lovely morning. Really lovely day, isn't it? And we thank the Lord for that. God bless you, Brother Harold. It's good to see you, brother. I missed you. Nah, it's really good to be a part of the body of Christ. It really is. And we just thank God for all he's doing for us. I wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's word from St. John chapter 2. Just stand to read the word of God. St. John chapter 2, beginning of verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Just want to say right there, the sensitivity of the Lord Jesus to the wine, knowing that his blood was going to run. It was a very real thing to him. He knew what he came for. He had an assignment, was to die for you and I and to forgive us of our sins. And he said, his hour had not yet come, which was true. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was, but the servants knew. The servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus of Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. May God bless his precious word. Shall we just pray? Lord, truly there's so much in this. And Lord, it takes you to make it live in our hearts. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll bless us today, Lord. We need your strength and power. We need your quickening, Lord. I pray that you'll come. May we lay aside every distracting thought this morning. Lord, may we not be bothered with things, but may we just look to Thee, the source of all life. You are life, Lord. We pray that you'll bless it to every heart. Bless those that are joining with us, wherever they would be around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. To me, this story has a tremendous truth to it. I've always been blessed by it. And I pray that you'll be blessed as well. I just like what they said that, you know, when Jesus turned the water into wine, Jesus' wine is always good. His wine is always good. It never becomes stale. But we're not talking about the wine that comes out of a grape, although his was grape wine. We're speaking of the wine of the Holy Ghost, what it represents. It's ever new. You'll never be disappointed. glory. If you ever taste the wine of the Holy Ghost, you'll never be disappointed. I know that. And so I just want to speak about what Mary said, because she said some very good things. Telling my wife today, there's something about Mary, the mother of Jesus, there's something special about her that I think is real. And you can see it throughout the Bible. She says things that are very pertinent. And I just pray that we will see what she's saying here. Because the story goes that the servants, when they didn't have wine, came to Mary. Now, she must have been related to them somehow, whoever was involved. And when she went to Jesus, he said what he said. Woman, what have I to do with thee? It wasn't that he has been rude or anything. He's referring to what she said. And then she made this statement, which has been spoken throughout the centuries. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That's just do it. And so I pray that the Lord will lay that into our hearts today. Because I have to exercise myself daily on this point. Whatsoever the Lord saith unto you, do it. And so I pray that he'll bless that today. Verse 5 holds the key, I believe, to our own personal walk with God. You know, Jesus came to Mary came to him with a genuine request. We have no wine. And taking that, you could spiritualize that and say, well, we don't have any spirit. We don't have any Holy Spirit, because wine always speaks of the Spirit of God. And in Matthew 25, the virgins, the oil went out of their lamps. They'd run out, and they said, give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. So oil and wine always speaks of the Holy Spirit. And this lacking is a lot more serious than the lacking of wine at Cana. For without it, there is no wedding supper. You know, brother and sister, you've got to take the wine with you. It's going to go everywhere with you. When the day comes for you to go, it may be today, or if the Lord should come to take us home, we've got to have the wine. We must have the wine. And so, Mary knew who had the answer. She didn't know what to do. But she knew who had the answer, and he had the need of the hour. Because she knew by revelation who Jesus was. You know, Mary had pondered in her heart for the last 30 years concerning this man whom she had born. She had seen him in action, just in daily living. Remember, this was the first miracle. So Jesus is just starting to come into his ministry. And she knew that he was the Son of God. She never went to the governor of the feast when they had no wine. She never went out to the cooks and said, excuse me, we don't have any wine. She went straight to the Lord Jesus. She went to the right one who can meet our every need. Jesus is the only one that can meet your need. Not this church. Don't ever think that. No preacher can do it. The Lord Jesus is the only one that can meet your need. And that is so important. Now, the first thing we must know is that we have a need. Now, this is important. You don't turn up at a doctor's office and the doctor says, hi, how are you? What is it you want? I don't know. You don't do that. You go to the doctor because you know you have a need. Even if it's just a headache. Or whatever. You go with knowing your need and coming to the Lord, you must know you have a need. I love what David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today." God has to search you to know your need. You'll never know it by yourself. It takes the Holy Spirit to come upon you. It really does. When the Spirit of God comes on you, He reveals to you very clearly what your need is for Him, or what you have to do. It's just so wonderful to have God's Spirit. Who's glad to have the Holy Spirit? And if you haven't got it, you can have it this morning. It's free to all. And so she went to Jesus because she had a need. And she cast all her need on Him. I love that. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And the servant standing there, looking around after Jesus said, "Woman, what have I to do with these sort of things?" They stood around, waiting. This was an awkward moment, as it was. And Mary said, she turned to them, "Whatsoever He saith unto you, just do it." Who thinks that's wonderful? You don't know what He's going to say, but what He says, you've got to do it. Because He knows all things. He's Almighty God. Praise be to God. What have we been told to do? As I said, casting all our care upon Him, for He cared for us. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. We sing that song. Brother Charlie, you know that one? Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You don't know that one? I'm going to have to teach you that one. That's a good one. And that's what we need to do. The need was first to recognize they had a need. The need was they didn't have any wine. And all these people are there. Rather embarrassing, I guess. Then we give, when the need was given over to Jesus totally, then the obedience had to follow. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. You know, brother and sister, many people went to Jesus. He told them what to do and they didn't do it. Isn't that amazing? Man said, "Oh Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he bowed down and called Him Lord and respected Him. He came to the right one to ask the right questions. And he said, "Keep the Ten Commandments." He said, "Lord, I've done them since my youth. I've been brought up a Christian all my life. I've done what the Bible says to do. I've done all that." And Jesus never questioned it. And the Bible says, and Jesus loved him. But He said something else. "But there's one thing thou lackest." You know, brother and sister, it only takes one thing to keep you out of the kingdom. He said, "Sell all you have," because he was pretty wealthy, "and give the money to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me." And the Bible says he wasn't happy with that answer. Now Mary said, "Whatever he says, do it." But he wasn't happy with the answer. And the Bible says he turned away sad, for he had great riches. And he lost his opportunity forever. Don't play with God. He's speaking to you and revealing to you what you must do. Then you need to do it. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. I've got to do the same. You've got to do the same. We all have to do it. So may God help us to see this today. The obedience must follow what He says. As the song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Who loves that song? Beautiful song. We must trust Him. and do what His Word teaches us to do. Now, those servants, when they came to Jesus and He said, see these clay pots here? I'd like you to fill them up with water. But if they said, this is strange, we want wine, and He's saying, fill them up with water, the story would have read differently. But they remember what Mary said, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Don't reason with God. Just do what He says. Do it. It'll be according to His Word, because He is the Word. It won't be something strange. It'll be something according to His Word. And so we see that the miracle wouldn't have shown unless it was in obedience to what Jesus said. The Bible requires us to act upon faith in His Word. The Bible says faith without works is dead, dead, dead. You can have all the faith you wish. Lovely, shining faith. But if there's no works to follow, it's a waste of time. Because what He said, we just want to say what He says. Let's return to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This obedience of faith is a vital part to our experience with God. And Jesus said it in many places, in John 14, you can read it, 15, it says, if you love Me, keep My commandments. He didn't say, if you love Me, sing about them, tell people about them, but keep them means to obey them. Whatsoever He saith unto you, Mary said, do it. Isn't that a wonderful admonition from that lady? God bless her. There's so many good things about Sister Mary. We're going to see her one day. She's just a sister. But God chose her. She came up with the right things. You remember the story of Elisha and the widow woman who had no oil. What took place? Elisha said unto the woman, you got no oil? They're going to come and you won't be able to do anything, live. He said, just go and get as many empty vessels as you can find and bring them in here. And that little cruse of oil that you have, I want you to fill these big bottle jars with oil from this little bottle. Now that seems really crazy, doesn't it? How much is in the bottle would come out of the bottle? As much as is in there. But Elisha said, I want you to fill as many empty vessels as you can find. And she went and started filling the bottles. We know the story. There's a whole story to this. She went looking to the neighbors for empty vessels. They said, oh, we have an empty vessel here. It's got corn in it. No, no. He said, empty vessels. God wants empty vessels to fill. God cannot fill something that's already full of stuff. Brothers and sisters, we need to empty out of everything that's not according to Him. Yourself even. Maybe your own ideas or whatever. Empty it out. Empty it out. Just be empty. Then He can fill it. And so she did exactly what He said. She just did what He said. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. She didn't question how, oh, empty vessels? Well, how's this going to be? And He doesn't mean to say, I'm going to fill these from this little cruse of oil. I'm going to fill these big bottles, vessels. Yes, that's what He meant. And when she filled them, they're all full. And she said to her boy who was helping her, sons, oh, bring me another vessel. Quickly, while the oil is flowing, bring me another vessel. Came back. There are no more empty vessels, and the oil stopped. What does that tell you? Maybe God ran out of oil.
No. He ran out of empty vessels.
And the Holy Spirit is pouring out into people that are empty of themselves, empty of the world, empty of these things that are not right. He wants to have empty vessels that He may fill in. Quite a lesson in that story. And we know what happened. She was blessed, truly blessed, paid her bills. Sons were saved. All because she obeyed what was spoken to her. So she did what He said to do. Peter was asked by Jesus one time to let down the net into the sea. Now this is really important for fishermen who are here. We have understanding of how fish work. I want to read it from Luke chapter 5, verse 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing, not even a bite, as we would say. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Peter could have started reasoning, saying, Lord, we've been out all night fishing and we didn't get anything. Now you want us to come into the shallow water. Now fish do not like the shallow water, and also there's a lot of light there. You see, they like the darkness. If you go out here, you watch the snapper come into the shore when it's dark. And so it was a sort of a crazy thing in human thinking to throw the net in the shallow, because he's yelling out across the boat, it's in close. Yelling out, put the net down. But Lord, we've done everything. We are tradesmen. We know how to fish. But nevertheless, that beautiful word. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the net. God filled it. Whatsoever He saith unto you, just do it. Don't reason with God. Do what He's telling you. Praise the Lord. Who loves the Lord? It's just so wonderful, isn't it? These stories. I love the story of Joshua. He was a military commander, a very experienced soldier. And they're about to make an assault on the city of Jericho. God said, Joshua, I want you to march around the walls of Jericho every day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around seven times. And you know what, brothers and sisters, when they went around, they had singers that went in before them. The choir went ahead. Could you imagine the armies today going into battle and setting the choirs up first to sing? But whatsoever He saith unto you, just do it. Maybe the soldier said to Joshua, what are we doing this for? We've been around seven times and we're just walking around, we haven't even fired an arrow. There could have been a lot of things He said, that's what He said to do, and that's what I'm doing. And brothers and sisters, the Bible says when He went around, the last time the walls shook, and down came the walls of Jericho. It pays to obey. Don't work it out. You may have many walls around you. Things you cannot understand. High walls. But just do what He says. He'll bring them down. Right on time. So whatsoever He saith unto you, just do it. Simple command. God's ways are not our ways. His ways are past finding out, so don't even try to work it out. You'll never understand a supernatural God's thinking. The Bible says His thoughts are wise. Man's wisdom is foolishness. Man's wisdom to God is foolishness.
God's wisdom is well in excess of human thinking. I've often thought about preaching. I have. Why do we preach to save souls? You know, it's hard work. Any of those who've done it know what it's all about. Preaching's not an easy thing. Sucks it out of you. And I thought, so why not educate them? All sitting down in the class and educate them, teach them about the Word of God with a good, solid program. I honestly have thought these things. Have classes and courses and those sorts of things. But God said, 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." That's why we have preachers. It may seem foolish to you, but it's not to God. The Bible says, in another place, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who believes that's amen?
Amen.
He says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You might say, how can that make a difference? He said, do it. Look at brother and sister, I don't know when I lay my hands on, I've had wonderful things and people have been healed. I've got nothing in my hands, I just like your hands. But just do what God said to do. Don't work it out. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Then you'll see the wine. Who loves the Lord? Do what he says and you'll see the good wine. We hear the word of God. We say, yes, I believe it. But when it comes to doing something that God has asked us to do, we start to make excuses. How many here want to go to heaven? I want to go to heaven. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not backing on staying down here. No, thank you. I'm looking to go to heaven. But what have you been asked to do? You've been asked to repent of your sins. To ask God to forgive you. Just do it. Just do it. People cannot even ask God to forgive them. The God of creation who made you and given you a new city, whose builder and maker is God, he's just asked you to ask forgiveness from him. Because he paid for your sin and died bitterly for it, that you may be free. All you have to do is ask him. Isn't that something? People cannot even ask him. They're happy to go to church. They're happy to sing in the choir, as it were. Do all those things, but they just can't ask God to forgive them. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. In 1 John chapter 1, it says this, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We're a bunch of sinners. We're all born in sin. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins. Now, this is what the Bible says. If we confess our sins, he, the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah! All unrighteousness. Oh, not just this sin and that sin. All unrighteousness. But you ask to do something, confess them. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Praise be to the name of the Lord. God may be asking some of us to be baptized. People say, oh, I'm too young to be baptized. I've heard that. I'm too young to be baptized. But if God is speaking to you about baptism, you should be seriously thinking about it. Maybe I'll do it later. I've heard the silly things. Maybe when I get married. You might die before you get married. That's risky. Just whatsoever he saith unto you in your heart, you know it, do it. It says here, God is not just asking for you to be baptized. He's commanding you to be baptized. Commanding you. There's no question about it. Some people say, oh, I think I need a revelation. Maybe God will reveal to you just whatsoever he says, do it. He commands you to be baptized in the name of the Lord. It says in Acts 10:47. Can any man forbid water? Talking about baptism. After these, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You know, commands us to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, signifying that our old stubborn nature, this is what baptism means, has been dead and buried in Christ. So whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. See, a baptism is actually a funeral and a resurrection at the same time. When you go under the water, you are going into the grave. The Bible says we die with him. We're buried with him. And if you're buried with Christ, you'll be raised with him. But we must go through the process. Do whatsoever he saith unto you, just do it. Some say, I don't have to go to services. You know what? That's true. You don't have to. There's no obligation. You don't have to go to services. But he said in his word, Hebrews 10:25. I'm just using these examples. There's a lot more. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Yeah, I've heard people say, well, I heard the services on TV. That's not assembling. Sorry. Or I heard this video, or I saw that, or this tape or something. You cannot compromise not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. That's awful. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching of the coming of the Lord, we need to get together. Brothers and sisters, we had lockdown and we couldn't go to church. That was terrible. But when the opportunity's here, we want to redeem the opportunity that God's given, redeeming the time and be together. You say, what does it do? I don't know. There's something about when brethren assemble together. So it's not just the preaching, not just the singing. It just does something when you get together. The reason God has asked us to do these things. And we should take Mary's advice. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. He said, I don't know whether I should. He said, do it. Just do it. God will bless you. You'll see the wine. James 1:22. But be doers. Doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh, brother, that was a lovely sermon. It's not a lovely sermon. It's you doing what God's speaking to you to do. He says, otherwise you're deceiving your own selves. May the Lord help us. We're cutting off the lifeline when we fail to obey His word. Our fellowship with God becomes lukewarm when you disobey Him. Brother and sister, I know these things are true in my own life. I've been a Christian over 50 years, and I know the problems I've had when I haven't obeyed Him. Oh, we can still go to church from time to time, but we're drifting further and further away from God in the process. We don't get together in fellowship. Because I don't have a church to go, find one! Because they're not very good church. Still get to church. There'll be something there. If you go with the right attitude, you'll get something out of it. The children of Israel rejected the word of God through Moses to cross over and take the promised land. It's unreal. The children of Israel for 430 years were talking about in their Bible studies and in their family Bible reading, God promised after 400 years to deliver Israel and take them to the promised land. They said, we're going to the promised land, hallelujah. That was their song. They sang about it. But when God said, now's the time to cross Jordan, they said, we can't cross Jordan. There's tons of giants out there. We can't do it. Whatsoever He saith unto you, just do it. You know what? They paid a big price. The next day, after they refused to go across, you can read this in the Bible, it's everywhere. When they refused to do what God said to do, to cross Jordan into the promised land, something strange happened. They got up in the morning. Everything was just the same. The sun was shining. They had breakfast, washed the baby, planted more seeds in their garden. It was in the wilderness. Visited the neighbors. But they were doomed forever. Jesus said, they refused to cross. And every one of them are dead. You see, brothers and sisters, it's a dangerous thing to not do what He says to do. Just do it. Don't try to work it out. God will work it out for you. Just obey Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. In Israel, for our example, they stopped the miracle happening in their lives by refusing to do what God had asked them to do. May our Lord and Savior have mercy and grace upon each one of us here. On me. I want the mercy of the Lord. Who wants the mercy of the Lord? Brothers and sisters, you don't make it by coming to church and acting like one. You've got to get down on your knees and seek the presence of God. It's a serious thing to turn down the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. Just because of some influence or some popular opinion or somebody says to you, I wouldn't do that. I think of you, Brother Peter, when you first came here. You know, brother and sister, just let me say this. I'm not going to go into it because I don't have the details. Praise God. You know, Brother Peter's going to come here and say, oh, don't go to that church. Whatever you do, don't go there. Oh, brother, never go there. There's this and there's that and that. It's about five or six things. You list them all up. When he'd been here a few months, he said not one of them was true. Whatsoever he saith unto you, just do it. Praise be the Lord. Who loves the Lord? He's wonderful, isn't he? To do all whatsoever he saith will bring the power and the love of God back into your life. It's better to obey than to sacrifice. You heard the prophet said that, didn't he? It's better to obey than to sacrifice when he went to the king. Because Ahab, he'd gone in, he was sacrificed. Oh, I want the cows. We'll make better sacrifices. But God said, kill them. And he kept them. Because we could use them for the church service. God said, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. What an admonishment. What a challenge. God's not interested in our sacrifices. He's interested in our obedience to his word. Help us, Lord Jesus. And when we do the right thing, we have the opposite effect. Down come the blessings. The blessings of God, the purity, the peace in your heart. It's really wonderful to walk with the Lord in the light of his word. Hallelujah. There'll be a deep joy, sweet peace, a blessed assurance if you obey him. This is not a matter of being a good living Christian, and that's good, but it's not that. Rather, having a surrendered heart and saying, be it unto me according to thy word. Who said that? Same lady, Mary. When the angel of the Lord came and said, Mary, you're going to have a child, and he's going to be the Son of God, and you'll call his name Jesus. She said, how can this be? He said, I know not a man. She wasn't even married at that point. She has an honest question. But then she said, let it be unto me according to thy word. I believe she conceived right then. The angel of the Lord brought the seed of the Son of God right into her womb as she said, let it be unto me according to thy word. She threw her reasoning out the door and said to the angel, whatever you say, I receive it. Whatsoever he says to us, we want to do it. Be it unto me according to thy word. Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Whatever you want to do. For it's God which worketh in you. This is the scriptures. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You're left out of that quote. It's God which worketh in you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Brother David, you didn't think you'd be here in this church months ago. But God's brought you here for a reason. It's according to his will and his good pleasure. And it's just so wonderful how God moves. Who believes that? Say amen. So if we just bring this to a close, I just want to say, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So Mary did the right thing. She laid her reasoning down. This world today is trying to bury its head in the sand. New Zealand's in a bad way. So is the rest of the world. Because they've left God out of it. But the truth is, she's left destitute. They don't know what is right, and they don't know what is wrong. And I'm not going to list all those things to you. You all know what they are. Passing laws, sodomy laws. That's going to bring the fire of God down upon us. God said it will return. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They allowed it to be. So, weighed in the balance and found wanting. May God maybe asking you to do something that only you know about. No one else but you. It's very personal. It's not a matter of a man telling you or a sister telling you, oh, brother, sister, you should do this, you should do that. One time I was away and this person came up, very spiritual. I mean, I'm being serious. They look pretty spiritual looking. And they said, oh, brother, God told me that God wants to use you and that you should come here, this is in America, to our church, and he wants going to use you. I said, truly? Oh, yes. I said, wouldn't he have told me? When God speaks to you, you know what to do. You don't have to have a sidekick. You don't have to have somebody to come and tell you. I like first-hand information. And it's not coming maybe through a voice. I've never heard the voice of God, but I've heard Him speak many times. Isn't that amazing? In my heart. And I know it's the Lord. It's so wonderful. I want Him to speak to me every day. So God may be asking you to do something, as I said, only that you know about. Are you willing as a child of God to do just as He has asked you? Take Mary's advice. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Shall we stand for prayer? Lord Jesus, we bow our heads and hearts to You, Lord. And You know the truth, Lord. You know the thoughts that are going through in this meeting right now. You know all about it. And Lord, we want to please You. We can't do anything of ourselves. You said, without Me, you can do nothing. So Lord, we're looking to Thee that You'll show us clearly what to do. Lord, I want to know what to do. You know that, Lord. I pray that every day. I don't want to do something of my own. But whatsoever You ask me to do, that's what I want to do. Lord, I pray that You'll bless every brother and sister here, those joining us, that they'll make that decision, like those servants at the wedding. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. I pray, Lord, that You'll bless each one here today. May we be found willing. We commit ourselves to You, Lord. Pray, Lord, that we be found walking in the will of God. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Bless each one, we pray. We thank You for this opportunity this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessings of the Lord in your heart? And life today, claim the promise of your Father, come according to His word, in the blessed old fine way. He will turn your heart today to overflow, and the Lord will bring your vessel not unto you. He will turn your heart today to overflow. The Holy Ghost. You see in that song, bring your vessels, not a few. That's what the prophet said to that widow woman. Bring empty vessels. I want to fill them. And the oil stopped when there's no more empty vessels. And the tragedy of it never ran again. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the last days. Truly we are. You don't have to be very spiritual to know that these are the last days. And you've got to empty out and let God fill you up by doing what He's asked you to do. Bring your empty earthen vessel clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come, ye needy one and all. And in human consecration, pray before the throne of God. Fill our Hallelujah! He will fill your heart with His Holy Spirit. Any matter, feel free to come. We'll lay our hands upon you according to the word of God, that God will bless you. If you want that, you're welcome to come. If you want to give your life to Christ, you're welcome to come. If you need divine healing, you're welcome to come. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this. Light the cruise of royal understanding, never lost and changing. His promise with the Holy Ghost and power, He will end every test of hell. He will spread your heart and face the world of glory as the Lord commands.
Just let's sing 167. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. And while we're singing it, sing it quietly and just think where you stand in God's time and path.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
praise you, Lord. Just let us pray at this time. Lord Jesus, as we come to close this particular service, we say thank you, Lord, for supplying the need that we had. Whether we realize it or not, we need to understand that when God is having something said, it's for us. There'll be something there for us. And Lord, we just ask you to bless this service and also the one this afternoon, whether we have communion. Lord, it's all part of doing what you've asked to do. So we need to do it. Lord, bless the lunch we're about to have. Bless the hands that have prepared it and the people that partook of it or brought it in, Lord, to eat. Bless it to us. And bless the people, Lord, that are listening on the internet around the world, wherever they are. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we just ask that you be with us as we go our way. Amen. Let's just sing. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And you may just go as you wish.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you.